So good morning, everyone. This year, as you know, Tisha B'Av, the ninth of Av per se, comes out on Shabbos. And we will commemorate the fast on Sunday. That, in and of itself, is a bit of a challenge. But I don't want to talk about too much of the halachos. They're probably well known since we've had this a lot in the last few years. But one specific one. One specific halacha. In order to understand it, let's look at the Gemara, famous Gemara at this time of the year. It's quoted and requoted. Masechet Rosh Hashanah Daf Yudched Amud Bet. The Gemara asks, how can it be that the Tzomot, namely the fast days of Shivasar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, Tzom Gedalia, and Asara B'Tevis, the Navi Zechariah calls it, Diyu Levet Yehuda L'Sason V'Litzimcha. Karila Hei Tzom V'Karila Hei Sason V'Simcha. If they're fast days, they're not happy days. And if they're happy days, they're not fast days. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion that if the Jewish people are suffering terribly, Yeshma, then you do a fast. If they're not, then there's no fast. And if they're somewhere in between, like we are today, Ratzu mitanin, ratzu ein mitanin. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, it's all up to us to have that Tisha B'Av. Amarav Papa, Shani Tisha B'Av, Ho'il v'chbu bo tzarot. Tisha B'Av is different from the three other fast days, even though in the Pasuk they're all equal. Because a lot of tzarot happened on Tisha B'Av. Now in the Gemara itself, how many things happened on Tisha B'Av?
Five.
How many on Shiva Sabatamos?
Five.
So how come Tisha B'Av is Huch Pelubo Hatzarot?
Double temple destruction.
So Tosfos answers like yourself that it's the same tragedy that happened twice. Or the Churban based on Mikdash is bigger than all tragedies. Be that as it may, Tisha B'Av is different halachically, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch paskins in contradistinction to the other three fast days. Tisha B'Av. In other words, Tisha B'Av begins at Shkia, at sunset, the night before. Ben Ashmashot, which is a time of twilight, it's either day or night. If it's day, you can still eat, and if it's night, you can't. We pass in L'chumra. Now, if you would have asked me, Tisha B'Av is a derabbanan. It's a rabbinic fast day. So how come we pass in L'chumra? No, Magid Mishnah says, "Va'alfa gav desfeka de rabbananu b'chi hay safik aslin on the chumra." Magid Mishnah says, "You're right. Basically, it's a safik de rabbanan, but this particular one we want the chumra. We don't always have to call the kula." Okay. The Minchas Chinuch, on the other hand, says that Tisha B'Av is indeed different. V'inebi zman shmat chas v'shal. He says as follows: that because the Gemara said ho'il behuch belubo hatzarot, Tisha B'Av is different than the other three. Says the Minchas Chinuch, that because of that, we are going to treat Tisha B'Av not as a rabbinic fast day, but we're going to up it to Divrei Kabbalah, to, I will call it a prophetic fast day. In other words, we have, according to our halacha, four categories of things we do. We have a Doraisa, which is biblical. We have a Derabbanan, which is rabbinic. We have a custom. Everyone knows what those are. But in between the Doraisa and the Rabbanan, we have what we call in English prophetic, or in the words of the Minchas Chinuch, Midivrei Kabbalah, namely a mitzvah that's written not in the Torah, but in the Nevi'im and the Ketuvim. Can anyone give me an example? One of the happiest days of the year. Purim! Purim, the mitzvot of Purim are written in the Megillah. Mishloach manot, matanot le'evyonim. Therefore, on Purim, if you're living in a place where you don't know if there was a walled city there from the times of Yehoshua bin Nun, if it would be a Safik de Rabbanan, you would say, go l'kula. But what do? We do 2 days in those places. And one of the reasons given is because it's not rabbinic. It's midivrei Kabbalah. It's in between a Doraisa and a Derabbanan. We have a middle one called divrei Kabbalah.
Is divrei Kabbalah not possibly kibu v'kiblu ha'yudim, meaning it was what was accepted by the people? It was not necessarily prophecy?
Again, I call it prophetic, but it's actually in Ketuvim. It's not prophecy per se. I just mean that it's written in Tanakh. It's written within the Bible.
Okay.
As opposed to, let's say, Hanukkah candles, which is not written at all in the Tanakh. So from this perspective, that's like in between the Doraisa and the Rabbanan, and we say, divrei Kabbalah ki divrei Torah dami. Therefore, on Purim, if you're living in a place of a suffek, you don't know if you should celebrate Purim on Yudalot Tedvav, you do both days. And therefore, you can hear ben hashmashot shelo asur the havikim asafek Torah, since Tisha B'Av is basically written in a pasuk in Zechariah, Tzoma Chamishi, and we decided it's huchpelu bo hatzarot. So what did we do? We brought it from Rabbinic to Divrei Kabbalah. It's written in the Tanakh, and therefore we're machmir that we do not eat from ben hashmashot from twilight. Now all that is. That's exactly it, and therefore the Gemara said in those specific cases, Ratzu mitanin, ratzuin mitanin. We happen to be today in that situation of ein shmad ve ein shalom, and therefore what we did is we accepted the fast, albeit only the fast, none of the other inuyim, and only from dawn to dusk. Okay, we understand now Tisha B'Av is different, and therefore from ben hashmashot we won't eat. Very, very nice. Here's my problem. Whatever time it is this year, it's going to be on Shabbos. Because on Shabbos, Shabbos is obviously what? Rabbinic, biblical? Biblical. Therefore, there's a ben hashmashot at the end of Shabbos. We're machmir or mekel?
Machmir,
of course. It's Shabbos. So what do? We take out Shabbos after the ben hashmashot when it gets dark. Plus, we have a din of tosefet Shabbos. So basically, we have a little bit of a very big stira this year. We have a contradiction. If you look on the right side of the page, this year it's Tisha B'Av that's on Shabbos and we're putting it off to Sunday. You have to stop eating at Shkia. The Mishnah Berurah, if you didn't get it, explains, Hainu Kodem Shkia. And then he says, V'nachon lehodia zeh lahamon. What do people usually do? They eat Shalosh Shudos. They start before Shkia, preferably. They go into Ben Hashmashot, and then they daven Ma'ariv. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, this particular Shabbos warned people, finish your meal before Shkia. Why? We just saw why. You have to start Tisha B'Av before Shkia the day before. And indeed, this is a big problem. Every other year it's not. It's a big problem this year. Can anyone tell me why? Look on the left side of the page. There's no secrets in this room. Everyone looks at me like dumbfounded. What's the problem? Why did I put it on the sheet?
We don't want a sheet.
All right. Very nice. Such honest people. The Torah says in Hilchot Shabbos that you're not allowed to fast on Shabbos. Therefore, we wake up Shabbos morning. You have to hurry up and eat before the sixth hour of the day. Because the Gemara says, Asur lihitanot b'shabbat at shei sha'ot. Ve'en tzarich lomar, and it's needless to say, Sha'asur lihitanot botanit gamor. If that's being the case, what's going to happen this Motzei Shabbos? Excuse me. What's going to happen towards the end of Shabbos? Motzei Shabbos I don't care about. You're going to be fasting on Shabbos from Shkia till the end of Shabbos, whatever time that is, 36 minutes, 38 minutes. We're going to be fasting on Shabbos.
So why don't we push the fast forward?
Oh, good question. So how come we keep this halacha in place as opposed to saying, hey, I'm going to fast on Shabbos, so you can eat until it's no longer Shabbos, and then Tisha B'Av will fall in. Now I'm going to deal with how do you mekayim melava malka. Let's put that for a different shir. Let's just talk about Shabbos here. You're going to be fasting on Shabbos, albeit for 36 minutes of Shabbos, but you will be fasting on Shabbos. People will announce in shul on Shabbos morning, the fast will begin at, and the time they're going to give is going to be a Shabbos time. So how do we do it? How do we fast on Shabbos? How is this possible? So I'd like to suggest two answers. Answer number one is that if you don't eat or drink, it doesn't mean you're fasting. What do I mean?
It's like a sheval taser.
In a way. And I'll try to explain what I mean.
But the reason we're doing it is because it's Tisha B'Av.
Well, let's see what I mean. The reason we're doing it is because of Tisha B'Av, but even though we're doing it because it's Tisha B'Av, it doesn't mean we're fasting, and I'll explain what I mean. The Gemara in Masechet Eruvin, Daf Mem Aleph, Amud Aleph, talks about Tisha B'Av. And indeed, there's a day in the Gemara that wanted to suggest that if you fast part of the day, it would have been enough. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Shemafsik mi ba'od yom. You have to stop eating mi ba'od yom, meaning before Shkia. So indeed, I want to suggest that based on the halachos of Shabbos, you can be in a situation where you're not eating, albeit you're not fasting. Can anyone tell me a halacha of Shabbos where there's an iser to eat every Shabbos?
Before Kiddush.
Before Kiddush! Klum kodem shikadesh afilu mayim. Friday night, you're not allowed to even drink water before you make Kiddush. The Rama brings a custom. The Rama says that between Mincha and Ma'ariv, all the neshamos who are taken out of Gehenna go back to Gehenna. So it's a terrible time. You shouldn't drink. Next, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Asur le'echol shum davar afilu lishtot yayin or shamashkin chutz mimayim mishetechshachat she'avdil." So at the beginning of Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat until you make Kiddush, you're not allowed to even drink. At the end of Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to even drink until you make Avdallah. On Shabbos is a minhag of the Rama, not to drink, at the time when the neshamas go back to Gehenna. Gentlemen, is this called fasting? Is this called fasting? Did the Shulchan Aruch say, tzarich latzum until you make Kiddush? No. What did he say? You're not allowed to eat. You're not allowed to eat. And therefore, this particular Shabbos, what are we doing? We're invoking a law that's on the books every Shabbos. Every Shabbos, once you hit Shkia, and you ate Shalosh Shudas already, you're not allowed to eat till you make Avdallah. Why? Because maybe that twilight time between Shkia and Tzeit HaKochavim is Motzei Shabbos. If it's Motzei Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat until Havdalah. Therefore, I want to suggest that this particular Shabbos, we're going to mekayim the Gemara that says, yes, start Tisha B'Av early, albeit we won't be calling it fasting. We're going to say, this Shabbos, do what you can do every Shabbos. Bench before Shkia. Once you bench before Shkia, once Shkia hits, you're not allowed to eat, you're not allowed to drink. Until you make Avdallah. Motzei Shabbos comes, what are we going to make Avdallah?
No.
So, we're not going to eat till Sunday. So what are we doing? We're invoking a law that we apply every Shabbos. This Shabbos, you have an additional reason to invoke it. So I wanted to suggest, we're not fasting the Shabbos. We are basically not eating. Not drinking. Now that might be cute, but quite frankly, that's the law every Shabbos. As a matter of fact, in the yeshiva I learned in, when Rosh Chodesh came out on Motzei Shabbos, there's a big machlokas. What do you do at benching? Bench a Chalas Shudas during Ben Hashmashot, namely during twilight. Some say you only say Ritzei, because you started the meal before Shkia. Some say you should say Yalev Yavo, because it's already Motzei Shabbos. If you say them both, it's a Tarte de Satre. You understand? Right. If it's Shabbos, it's not Motzei Shabbos. Some say you can say both. So in my yeshiva, when my Rebbe Rav Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik Levracha was the Rosh Yeshiva that Shabbos, you know the Gemara has a famous dual Rosh Yeshiva, Shabbat Shel Mi Aita. You remember that Gemara? So in my yeshiva that I learned in, one Shabbos was for Hamital Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one Shabbos was for Lichtenstein Zecher Tzadik Levracha. So the Shabbos is that he was there, forget about the differences on their Shabboses, if it was a Motzei Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, we benched before Shkia. Why? To avoid the Machlokas. Now, from Shkia until the end of Shabbos, where he gave a long speech, no one ate, you're not allowed to eat till you make Avdallah. Did anyone in the room think we were fasting? No. And therefore, I want to suggest, we're not going to say we're fasting on Shabbos, we're just not eating, we're just not drinking. Like we would have done any other Shabbos if we got to that situation. Just this Shabbos, we're instructing people to do it.
Yom Kippur never can start on a Motzei Shabbos.
They're not in our calendar. Right. When the Mekadesh the Chodesh al Pi Ariya, again maybe. My second answer is that fasting, we are, but fasting is not contrary to Shabbos. Or to be more precise, it's not in conflict with Shabbos. What do I mean? We just read the Torah that says you don't have to fast on Shabbos, right? Is that always true?
Yom Kippur,
number one. Number two. Says the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, Amar Rabba, Bar Machsi, Amar Bchama, Bar Gur Yamar, Rav Yafeta, Anit, Lachlom, Lachalom, Ke'esh, Lanu Eret. Fasting because of a bad dream is like giving fire to whatever an oeret means.
Kindling. Like wood.
Oh, so like just like a fire would burn nicely on firewood, so too, when you ultimately have a bad dream, you should fast. Amar Rav Chisda ubo bayom. You have to fast that day when you wake up in the morning. V'amar Rav Yosef afilu be Shabbat. Says Masechet Brachos. V'amar Rav Ezra ben Yehuda kol yoshev betanit b'Shabbat korin lo gzar dino shel 70 shana. If a Kadosh Baruch Hu, God forbid, said you're going to die early and you fast on Shabbos because of that dream, it's a good thing. Your particular verdict, your particular edict, cut. V'afal pikein, says the Gemara, chozim v'nifraim imenu din onek Shabbos. And therefore, we do punish him because he took away from the enjoyment of Shabbos. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak leitiv ta'anite letanite. So he has to fast on Shabbos because he had a bad dream Friday night. Then he's going to have to fast on Sunday because he did a terrible thing, he fasted on Shabbos. We won't get into that particular halacha as to what that means. You can see in the next page that Rashi indeed explains, like I said. But the bottom line is the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Adam mitane bechol yom v'achila b'shabbat tzar hulo, a guy who likes to fast, I don't know such people, but there might be such people, and therefore eating chulent on Shabbos is going to kill the guy. Yesh omrim sharu kama chasidim v'anshe maise sheitanu b'shabbat mitam zeh. How did they make their enjoyment out of Shabbos? By fasting. And then he adds on, and then he says that on Sunday you got to make up, you got to fast because you didn't do onik Shabbos. And on Shabbat he gives you the protocol. You have to say aneinu. Now where do we usually say aneinu? In Shema Koleinu. We don't say Shema Koleinu on Shabbos. So where would you say it in the Shabbos Shmoneh Esrei? He tells you. Achar siyum tefillah belochatima becholelo belokai nitzor. When you say Elokai Netzor, for those that say Elokai Netzor on Shabbos, you put in Aneinu. The Ramah ends, V'yomar achar tefillato ribon ha'olamim. The famous tefillah you say in a fast day, you say on Shabbos. Now this is a very clear example, not of not eating, of fasting on which day of the week? Shabbos. So if you can fast for a bad dream, then all the more so, you can fast for the Churban. And we're not even fasting all of Shabbos. We're fasting at the last point of Shabbos, 36 minutes. And indeed, if you think about it, fasting, per se, is not in contradiction with Shabbos, because we have examples where it's okay. Either because you don't like to eat, or you had a bad dream. What is in contradiction with Shabbos? Of those Tisha B'Av laws? New gentlemen, Tisha B'Av is a dual reality, correct? It's also a fast day. It's also a day of mourning. Now, mourners and fasters usually do approximately the same things. Not allowed to eat, not allowed to drink. Let's continue.
There are some fun things.
Sexual relations. Anointing.
Anointing your body and?
Ni'ilata sandal.
Ni'ilata sandal, leather shoes. Same thing for fasters as well as for mourners. Yeah, mourners fast. Mourners don't fast. A guy who's sitting Shiva doesn't fast. So there's Tisha B'Av has a dual reality into it. It's a dual personality. On the one hand, it's a fast day. On the other hand, it's a day of mourning. So let's scream out here. When we look at all the laws of Tisha B'Av, we have to ask ourselves, is it because it's a day of mourning or it's a day of fasting? A dead giveaway? Eating and drinking is because of mourning or because of fasting? Fasting, obviously. That was not a trick question, gentlemen. You can answer. It's fine. Ni'ilata sandal, tashmish amita, and sicha, they apply in both. Talmud Torah, only for a mourner. Therefore, the Ramah says, because you would have thought that taking off your shoes is because of mourning, not because of fasting. Fasting is okay. After all, on Yom Kippur, we don't wear leather shoes, and it can come out on Shabbos, and no one says, boo, says the Ramah. Umutar berichitza v'sicha v'nilata sandalat ben hashmashot. Because these three could be because of mourning, you're allowed till ben hashmashot. Then you shouldn't. Why shouldn't you? Because when you sit at ben hashmashot, and you don't wash your hands, for example, and you don't anoint your body, no one's going to say to you, hey, you're doing mourning on Shabbos. What could they say to you? You're fasting on Shabbos. And I just said, fasting is okay. However, he says, there's one thing that people will say, no, you're taking it off because of mourning. What's that? Your shoes. V'imu Shabbat, chotzim l'achar baruchu. That's the one thing. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Da'asur l'shum sum siman Shabbat avilut b'Shabbat. You can't show your mourning on Shabbos. Mourning and Shabbos don't go together. What does go together? Fasting in Shabbos. We do it on Yom Kippur. We can do it this week. So I just gave two explanations. Number one is, maybe we're not fasting. We're just not eating and drinking. We can do it every Shabbos. Next Shabbos too. Shabbos, Parshas, V'eschanan. You can try it out. And finish Halachos before Shkia. A minute after Shkia, come ask, can you eat now? My answer will be, absolutely not. Hold your stomach, control your stomach till Havdalah. You come to me this week. Say, can I eat now? I'm going to say, absolutely not. Hold your stomach till you make Havdalah. Oh, I forgot, you're going to make Havdalah in 25 hours from now. But that's small little detail. What do you care? That's answer number one. Answer number two is, you can fast on Shabbos. We do it on Yom Kippur. Tanit Chalom. If you don't like to eat. That's not in contradistinction with Shabbos. The problem will be mourning on Shabbos. And therefore, what is a dead giveaway that you can't do on Shabbos?
Take off your shoes.
Take off your shoes, as I said, can be dual, but he was machmir. What's a dead giveaway that's because of mourning and not because of fasting? What does a mourner do? Where does he sit? On a low stool. Can you sit on a low stool on Shabbos? No, because that would be a dead giveaway that it's mourning. Now, if I'm correct that fasting is not in contradistinction with Shabbos, how can that be? How can that be? So everyone's going to say, hey, Yom Kippur. Explain what I mean. Why is indeed different? How come Yom Kippur and Shabbos don't collide? How come fasting and Shabbos don't collide? If you look in the Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ched Amud Beth, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Kol Ha-Me'aneget HaShabbat, whoever enjoys the Shabbos, Notim Lo Mishalot Libo, God will give you all your heart's desires. She'en Ne'emar, because the Pasuk says, V'hitaneg Al Hashem V'yiten Lecha Mishalot Libecha. If you enjoy Hashem, God will give you everything you want. The Gemara says, what kind of enjoyment? Maybe whiskey, maybe going to a movie? The Gemara answers, what does the Gemara say? What's Onik Shabbat all about, enjoying Shabbos?
Whatever makes you feel good.
Enjoying Shabbos with?
Mishalot Libcha.
Okay, now that's the reward. Enjoying Shabbos v'hitaneg al Hashem. You have a day where you unite with God. We start Shabbos by saying Lecha Dodi Likrat Kala. We're welcoming God into our homes. Many of you say Shalom Aleichem. You're welcoming the angels into your homes. It's such a godly, godly day. Now, how do you get close to God? You can get close to God by eating and drinking and enjoying to be in God's presence. Like they did at Mamad Har Sinai, as you recall. At the end of Parshat Mishpatim, it says, Vayechezu et ha'elokim vayechlu vayishtu. Rashi doesn't like that, but the Ramban says that's what you do. You're with God, you eat and you drink. You finish a mesechta, you eat and you drink. Even during the 9 days, you can have meat and wine if it's a siyum mesechet. Or, you can get close to God by fasting. How do we know that? Because when the Rambam codifies the fast days, what does he say? Yesh sham yamim shekol Yisrael mitanin bahem. There are days that all the Jewish people fast. In other words, the Rambam has Ilchot Taniyot, the laws of fast days. The first four chapters talk about ad hoc fast days, when you need to fast because there's no rain, because some sort of other tragedy. And in the fifth parak, he says, hey, there's our fast days that are on the calendar every year. Why are they on the calendar every year? Because bad things happen on those days. That's very nice. Bad things happen on those days. The Rambam doesn't stop there. He says, what's the reason to fast? Kedei la'orer halevavot. V'liftoach. Darkei hatshuva. What does the Rambam say? Why do you fast? To open your heart and to do tshuva. Now, when you do tshuva, you get closer to God, right? What divides between us and God? It's Averos. The minute you do tshuva, Averot cut, Averot cut, Averot cut, you can get closer. There's a brick wall, or to be more precise, there's five rocks on the road. Each one's an Avera. The minute you do tshuva, one rock off, you get closer. You do another tshuva, a second rock is off. Eventually you get close to God. So we see here that you can get close to God by enjoying Shabbos, and you can get close to God by fasting. So, this Shabbos, we will have Be'ezrat Hashem, a beautiful Shabbos. Hopefully Tisha B'Av will turn into a Yontif, and we'll only get close to God by V'hitaneg al Hashem. But if not, we're going to be able to get close to God in two ways. By enjoying Shabbos. And number two, what's the second way to get close to God? By fasting. By fasting. And indeed, this might explain a halacha that we're allowed to do on Shabbos that usually you're not allowed to do. What is one of the prohibitions of Shabbos as it pertains to davening? Anyone? Hi, gentlemen. Davening on Shabbos is a thing. First of all, rule number one, don't put up a chazan that annoys everyone. Rule number two, make sure he knows the timetable. Rule number three, he better use tunes people know and not just show off his voice. Rule number four, you're not allowed to do requests in your silent amida on Shabbos. How do I know that? Because today I davened, and there were 13 blessings of bakasha. Atachodein la'adam dat, etc., etc. We don't do that on Shabbos. The Gemara in Brachos says, Gavra bar chayuvu rabbanan hu deloy trichanu. We should have davened on Shabbos for the bakashos, but the Chazal didn't want to bother us. But the Yerushalmi says, no. Asur la'asot melacha che'evdil, u'dikevate asur la'adam litvor tzrachav che'evdil. The Yerushalmi is even more sharper. It says it's absolutely forbidden to request of God on Shabbos. So if that's the case, this causes many problems, one of which is, davening has to follow the format of Shevach Bakasha Hoda'ah. We won't deal with that today. It says the Sefer Oho Moed, however. There is a Bakasha in davening, isn't there? Rav Ovadia Yosef says this, others. What's the Bakasha in every davening on Shabbos? Elokeinu.
After Kiddush. No, before Kiddush, you say, Bakalum and Madre.
That's a bakasha, yeah.
Grandfather used to say up before,
Zeyah, how that's a beautiful Ribbono Olamim. In between Shalom Aleichem and Eshes Chayil, Mr. Weiser points out there's a Ribbono Olamim and there's bakashas in there, right, left, and center. What's the heter?
What's the heter?
There's even songs that have been composed from that Ribbono Olamim. I'll tell you some of them. V'zakeni legad. No, that's a different one. V'zakeni lekabel shabbatot mitoch rov simcha, etc.
I remember my
Zayda
used to say that.
Half an hour. Oh my gosh. So half an hour, the poor man, Mr. Weiser is sitting. He's waiting to eat. He's fasting. Mamish fasting. And the Ribbono Olam, what's the heter for his Zayda to say it? What's the heter to print it in the sitter? Okay? By the way, I have a great story from that Ribbono Olamim. I once asked my Rebbe Rav Amital, also from Hungary, a question, and it was a chumrah on top of a chumrah. He hated chumras. He said, bring me a bencher. A bencher? He took out the Ribbono Olamim. It says there, v'az nishmor pikudecha o mitzvotecha below eitzef. He says, what's Eitzef? I said, you shall keep God's laws without being sad. He says, no, not Eitzef from the word sad. Eitzef milashon atzabim, nerves. God doesn't need your high nerves. That's the way he smacked me in the face. Never forgot it. That's from the Ribbono Olamim too. So what's the heter? It says the Sefer Oho Moed, one of the Sefarim of the Rishonim. That's to ask for parnasa, to ask for all the things we ask for all week. But what can you ask for on Shabbos? Mutar levakesh rachamim dehainu hachazireinu b'tshuva shleima v'yotzer b'zeh. You look at the Ribbono Olamim, there's no physical requests in there. It's all spiritual. V'zakeinu lekabel shabbatos mitoch rov simcha. That's spiritual. That's not physical. Spiritual. What do we do in davening Friday night, Shabbos morning, Shabbos Musaf, and Mincha? Each one of them are different except for one part. Elokeinu, Elokei Avoteinu, Retzei, Vimnuchateinu. Isn't that a bakasha? What's Retzei? Retzei. Find, Ritzui, favor in our rest. Kacheinu b'mitzvotecha, sanctify us with our mitzvot. Isn't that a bakasha? Of course it is. But what kind of a bakasha? A spiritual one. Says the Sefer Olamoed, one of the spiritual bakashos that you're allowed to ask for on Shabbos is, do tshuva. Do tshuva! So if fasting, according to the Rambam, equals doing tshuva, we can do it on Shabbos. And therefore...
Matter of fact, we come from the tshuva.
Ah, very nice.
So he said, the Beit Lulun is far. After that was, it's a Dishmas. After the Suda, it's a Dishmas.
Beautiful. So if this is the case, Shabbos is a time to get closer to God, either by enjoying Shabbos, Baruch Hashem, we sit, no phones, nothing, we're enjoying the presence of God, or by fasting. And both ways you get closer to God, by doing tshuva. So if that's the case, fasting on Shabbos is mutter because it's a means to tshuva. Fasting would just be a way of saying it's a bad day and I want to fast. I don't think it would be mutter on Shabbos. But because we added this additional level to it, k'dei lo'orer ha'levavot v'liftoch tarchei tshuva, you can do tshuva on Shabbos. You can do tshuva on Shabbos. How do I know that? No, you said it before. What's the Shabbos we fast on? Yom Kippur. Don't we say vidui on Yom Kippur? Oh my gosh, you don't only show tzrachav b'Shabbat. How come you could say vidui 10 times on Yom Kippur?
You don't say vidui on
We don't say Avinu Malkeinu. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu. We say every other bakasha in the book, Avinu Malkeinu we omit. I have a reason. I'll tell you in a minute why I think Avinu Malkeinu is omitted. It's a big machlokas, but I'll tell you why in a minute. We don't say Avinu Malkeinu. That's the one thing we remember. But we say Slichos. And we say Vidui. Now every other Shabbos we don't. All of a sudden on Yom Kippur we do. How? What's the heter? It's not because it's the rice that's different. It, one Shabbos a year, we abolish all rules. Well, imagine the irony of what I just said. The one holiest day of the year, which falls out on Shabbos, we're going to do every Aveira in the book. We're not going to eat. We're going to say Bakashas. We're going to... all the way. It's like that guy who wants to do an Aveira. So what does he do? He does everything at once. He eats a pig sandwich. Excuse me. He eats an Aveira with milk on Yom Kippur, which fell on Shabbos. Right? And without a bracha. You know that guy? So what do? We come to Yom Kippur, Baruch Hashem, the holiest day of the year. If it comes out on Shabbos, we're going to violate Shabbos right, left, center, forward. Are you out of your minds? Of course you're not violating Shabbos. Why? Because there's two ways to get close to God on Shabbos. Either by eating and drinking, which is what we do for most of the Shabbatot of the year, or... by fasting. By fasting, as you could see, it's a means to tshuva. And therefore you could say vidui on Shabbos, because it's a way to get closer to God. You say vidui for your sins. And you can say slichos, because it's a way to get closer to God. And therefore this Shabbos, if nothing changed, we're going to be doing both. We're going to get close to God by eating and drinking. And for all those that are deprived of meat and wine, even with meat and wine, even at the Sudam of Seket, at the meal before the fast begins, Shalosh Shudas for us, and then we're going to get close to God for the last 36 minutes of Shabbos by fasting. Same goal, different means. Now, just to give Harold his money's worth, the Avinu Malkeinu. To me, it seems ridiculous. Because you do every other bakasha, but Avinu Malkeinu, you don't. Why? Why is like Avinu Malkeinu taken out? So you should know the Sephardim don't take it out. It's only Ashkenazim. And in my humble opinion, it's for one reason. Because there's no real good reason I can give other than this reason. It's the only way we remember at Shabbos. I'm serious. There's no other way to remember that it's Shabbos except on Yom Kippur that falls out on Shabbos. Because everything looks like Yom Kippur. What do I mean? The shul is usually empty, it's full. They're wearing kittels, and the davening takes forever, and there's slichos, and there's, of course, vidui, and there's everything. And how does this Shabbos? Why? Because the rabbi gets up and gives a speech and says, good Shabbos, and k'tivavach, gmar chatima tova. No one remembers that. It looks like Yom Kippur, it smells like Yom Kippur, it looks like Yom Kippur, and it smells like Yom Kippur. Erev Shabbos Yom Kippur, what do people do? They put up a chulent? No, they're getting ready for the fast. So what's the only thing, I mean the only thing that reminds us, hey, it's also Shabbos. We omit Avinu Malkeinu. This is it. How do I know I'm right? Because where won't we omit Avinu Malkeinu? At Ne'ilah. Oh, wait a minute. You just said, you know, if Evidu Malkinim on Shabbat, how come at Ne'ilah you're allowed to? So the common joke is, you're not allowed to. That's why you say, V'hu rachum v'chaper avon v'lo yashchit at Ma'ariv after Yom Kippur. It's one of the best days of the year that it makes no sense. Every other day of the year, you probably did a veirus before Ma'ariv. You spoke Lashon Hara, you did this and the other thing. Right? Whatever you did. But Yom Kippur, you just finished Ne'ilah. What a veirus could you do between Ne'ilah and Ma'ariv? Answer, you said, Avinu Malkeinu. Oy. Some say, you know, that... So I'm going to say that's ridiculous. He didn't do any afeira. Avinu Malkeinu could have said all Yom Kippur, but we wanted to mitzayin that it's also Shabbos. So therefore, in my humble opinion, Avinu Malkeinu is omitted. That's the only way I understand it, because everything else in davening is there. The viduis and the slichos. All of a sudden, Avinu Malkeinu, stop, not here. Now, you should know that when Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, it's an interesting question. Do you have to say Kiddush? On a regular Yom Kippur, you don't have to say Kiddush, of course, because obviously since we're fasting, there was never a takanah to say Kiddush. But if Yom Kippur comes out on Shabbos, maybe you have to say Kiddush. So there are many, again, that have this particular custom that before they daven Ma'ariv, they say to everyone, or before they start the silent Amidah, they say everyone, when you get to the words, Vatitin lanu Hashem Elokeinu bi'ava, Yom HaShabbos hazeh ve Yom HaKippurim hazeh, etc., etc., have in mind this is your kiyum of Kiddush. Because Kiddush, the Oraisa, is only verbally saying it Shabbos. So when you say it Friday night of that Yom Kippur, you should have in mind for Kiddush. That's a very nice idea. It's a beautiful idea. Let me ask you a question. Does anyone in their right mind think about that? It looks like Yom Kippur. It smells like Yom Kippur. The fact that it's Shabbos makes no difference to anyone. The only way, again, the only way you know it Shabbos is... by virtue of that omitting Avinu Malkeinu. Now you're going to scream at me and say, no, there's one more difference. What's the other difference? Anyone? All the davenings are the same. There's one more difference. How many aliyahs do you have on Yom Kippur? Six. How many have on Shabbos?
Seven.
Oh, you add one aliyah. Now let me ask you a question. How many people are going to notice that? It says in the Machzer, here is the Levi Aliyah for Shabbos. So they stop there, another Mishnah Beiruch, another this, another that. No one's going to know it's Shabbos. They're fasting. It looks like Yom Kippur. It smells like Yom Kippur. The only way you're going to remind people it's also Shabbos, it's also the seventh day of the week, is by omitting that Avinu Malkeinu. And then, Baruch Hashem, we've had a little Shabbos today. I don't know any other good reason.
Okay.
And this proves my point that I try to make here. Fasting as a means of tshuva is allowed on Shabbos. There's two ways to get close to God. By eating and drinking and saying it's wonderful to be in the presence of God. And by doing tshuva to get closer to God. Sometimes we use this, sometimes we use that. This Shabbos it looks like we're going to do both. And Mir Tzah Hashem, we should be zoche that this Shabbos should be a Shabbos that will be before the beautiful day of the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. And therefore we'll have 2 days. Two days, a double yontiv. We're not used to 2 days in Israel, but I'm sure this one no one will complain about. We'll have a Shabbos followed by a Yontif called Tisha B'Av. How do I know it's going to be a Yontif? We started this year with this. Kol Marshem Tzvakot, Zachariah. Tzoma Revi'i, V'Tzoma Chamishi, V'Tzoma Shvi'i, V'Tzoma Asri. You Levet Yehudat for what? L'Sasson L'Simcha, happy days. Ulem Moadim Tovim. What's a Moed? Ayantiv. When do we say that? Tzasam v'simcha. Ayantiv. So Be'ezrat Hashem, we should have a double yantiv, and we'll be able to meet Tanegal Hashem for 2 days. And if not, we're going to meet Tanegal Hashem by eating and drinking on Shabbos and by fasting towards the end of Shabbos and into Sunday.